calling Dorothy Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the Automatically Deleted Husband, and for obvious reasons, the focus today is Isaac. I noticed an email that he has sent, apparently not only to me, but to the family, using the email that I had previously sent. So let's be clear. Besides, obviously, it was inappropriate. I recall several years ago, I took a trip to High Point to visit Julia. Again, I had a delightful embrace with her. We spent some time, the three of us, Isaac, Julia, and myself, sat at a restaurant there in High Point. Later, we went to Greensboro, had a wonderful meal at the Asahi restaurant. Before that, we were at a park, and we talked a bit. And at that time, I inquired from Julia, and Julia responded about her feelings about Isaac and her level of commitment, which was very strong. She was emphatic about that her commitment to Isaac was, what are the words? Whoever heard this before, till death do us part. She was committed to Isaac. There was no turning back. But Isaac also responded to, you know, in the same vein. But I noticed then he didn't respond with the same clarity or commitment. I was extremely concerned. But it was not appropriate for me to express that concern at the time. We had our meal at Asahi, and unlike, you know, I have expressed this before, unlike so many members of my extended family, and yes, Jim Cross comes to mind, he was open and honest with me. And we had a very personal but very open dialogue while Julia stepped out for a moment. For that, he gained a lot of respect in my eyes. And I was appreciative for his candor, for his honesty. However, obviously, there appear to be issues. And because, you see, I remember talking with Julia and didn't really talk directly with Isaac, but heard him in the background on a few phone calls while they were in Arizona. But then, obviously, things changed, and I don't know details. I've made numerous requests and no responses. But in the process, it does appear that I found that there's evidence that Julia went back to North Carolina, and then some months later, Isaac did too, according to public records, which was, I thought, a concern. And of course, I have seen the picture of Julia wearing the Chick-fil-A badge, so I assume she's employed there. Considering the content of the photo that Isaac sent today, there is suggestion that Julia and Isaac have issues. So it's been on my mind actually for years. And I've interacted with a number of young black gentlemen and expressed particular ideas, especially on the idea of black families matter. And I had a number of things that I wanted to express, and I said, well, I should put this in video form and also do the artwork so someone else can, you know, do the signs or whatever, just simply take the image and print it. And I was motivated to do that today. So if you go to openclipart.org, I think it is, a place where you can get public domain clip art, you can now download the sign, Black Families Matter. It has the same kind of format. You can also go to kozlowski.org/BFM. Or you can go to BLM and it'll redirect you there. And there's the artwork. There's also a video that within the last hour got onto YouTube, Brighteon, and BitChute. And I'm pleased. It's been, you know, in the first 30 minutes, it was a couple dozen times. So, I mean, viewed, which was encouraging. And apparently some people like it and some people don't. But I gave the argument that Black families matter from a Christian perspective. So my assumption is there are issues, and I want to make it unambiguous, extremely clear to Isaac, to Julia, to Charlotte, to James. I'm the dad, the granddad. No matter what circumstances have transpired, I'm not going to turn from you. I will not close the doors, including to Isaac. If there's any dialogue, any reaching out that is desired, I'm here. The model you have set before you by, well, let's be specific, Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, Meadowview Presbyterian Church, Covenant Presbyterian Church, the leaderships of those two organizations is you do something they don't like, they offer you a cold heart, silence, and abandon you. This is unambiguous. This is clear. The evidence is overwhelming. So you'll see a very big difference in my relationship with Isaac. What you did, Isaac, is absolutely foul. It's disgusting. And I won't turn from you. I will not turn from you. But I have talked, expressed many times issues with Erica Lee, who very clearly says that she has abandoned Christ. Jack, who has obviously abandoned a very inappropriate lifestyle. And of course, what apparently you have done or are doing. The turning to the state that so many have done is described in 1 Corinthians 6, the first 8 verses, as a shameful thing. It's disgusting. My extended family does that. But verses 9 and 10 directly describe Jack. And I've made that clear before. And apparently it directly describes Isaac. It is disgusting. But for Jack and for Isaac, I wholeheartedly embrace verse 11. And such were some of you. Because you may be the recipient, sooner or later, of the Lord's gift to you of repentance. That is my hope and my prayer. So let me make it clear. I have expressed before in the N-Words video, I believe. I love Julia. She's my daughter. I love Charlotte and James. Even though I've never met them, they're my grandkids, and my love for them is unwavering. And because you're my son-in-law, and because of the way I've seen Julia show her love to you, my love for you is there, and it has not changed. I will not abandon you. But, yes, I'm biased. My Julia is important to me, very important to me. And I see two options for her. Number one is that you fit the 1 Corinthians 6:11 and are repentant. That, I believe, is the ideal. That would be the greatest joy. That is my hope and prayer for Isaac, for Julia, for Charlotte and James. The other option is I desire freedom for my Julia and for Charlotte and James. The scripture is clear. There's only one way for that to happen. And my prayer is, in the Lord's way, in the Lord's timing, He will grant one of the two options. Either what we see in 1 Corinthians 6:11 or Romans 7.